The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
Local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You always got to wait for the big drum roll on that song. We built this city, lots of hard hands, lots of hard work, and I know one person that's very involved in building that city, and that would be Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Meg.
Did you build this city all by yourself, sir?
I don't know how to edit it by myself, but we certainly had our piece of it.
I would say so. After how many years?
So this will be 22 years in business this September, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I think September.
Congratulations.
So it was a year before, but right before Hurricane Ivan hit.
Wow.
So it would have been like 04, I think we started.
Okay, that'll work. Well, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, Jonathan Cook is the owner, obviously. He's here this morning. And one of the things that's cool about Pep Talk is that this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. So he's going to tell us about his business, but you have an opportunity. If you got questions about construction, or maybe you're thinking about a project, maybe outside, inside, what about flooring? You've been thinking for months. We really want to change some. This is the show that you can text in a question and say, hey, I was thinking about vinyl plank versus tile, or construction versus this. So 850-437-1620. Send those questions in now and we will get to them.
Yeah, so I'm Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And I just want to go and throw our phone number out there, 850-332-5905. If you don't get a chance to call in today and ask your question on the show, then feel free to call our office and we can hopefully answer those for you and help you out. So I look forward to the good show this morning.
Excellent. Okay, so first off, maybe for folks that don't know you, so you've been in business over almost 22 years.
Right.
And so now, tell us how it all got started and what you do.
Yeah, so what we do is basic remodeling. So we do full remodeling, interior and exterior. So we're looking at, you know, like paint, cabinets, floors, kitchen, bathroom remodels, even exterior siding, windows and doors. And, you know, we build decks, fence. So full remodeling with Jonathan's Construction. And then we have a separate company, Jonathan's Flooring, that just does full flooring and flooring replacement. So we will do a lot of, you know, vinyl plank or tile. We do wood, carpet, full, you know, residential or commercial flooring replacement. And so the bonus to that is going to be the fact that we are licensed building contractors. So if you hire us to do your floors and we run into a problem, then we can address and fix those. Mm-hmm. So if, say, we run into like a rotted subfloor, or say we're putting new flooring in the bathroom and the floor's rotted out and we need to pull the bathtub, we have people on staff to handle all of that and fix that. So it's a little bit of an added bonus having both of them there, you
that
know, to service
sense.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's an added bonus for us because we're able to staff a lot of people that kind of, you know, do different things. So that way, if we do run into a problem, we have somebody on staff that can handle it.
It's like you have a team of specialists.
That's
in
exactly
areas,
what we're
right?
trying to do. That's what we're trying to do.
That makes sense. All
because right. we, so when we started 22 years ago, it really was just me and one helper, and we did everything.
Wow.
And then over the years, it grew. But as we grew, I was like, you know, if we could have a guy that just does sheetrock and that's all he does, and we have two or three painters and that's all they do, then if they do that every day, they get good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get
of
good,
course.
They get fast, efficient. And so over the last 22 years, we've built a team of about 40 people, and
wow.
everybody specializes in something. Now, we're all do anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, so if our sheetrock guys are behind, the rest are going to help them catch up, you know, or painters are behind, everybody's going to jump in and paint. But everybody specializes in something. So I feel like it works out good. It works out for us. And in most cases, it works out good for our customers.
Excellent. All right. Well, we've already got a question coming
okay.
in. So if you have a question for Jonathan with Jonathan's Construction and Jonathan's Flooring, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. So the first question, why vinyl plank instead of wood floors or even tile?
So that's a good question. And so a lot of it, that's going to come down to preference. Just like any house, you know, if you would rather have vinyl plank, if you like the look of it better than wood. I will say, so vinyl plank is...
Can you describe it? Because maybe someone doesn't even know what we're talking
right.
about.
Right. So vinyl plank is essentially replaced the laminate that we used to have. It looks
mm-hmm.
like wood. It's basically
mm-hmm.
fake wood.
Okay.
One benefit to vinyl plank over wood is the fact that it's waterproof. opposed to wood, you know, is not waterproof. Another benefit is the fact of cost. You know, wood is one of the most expensive floors you can put down, right behind tile.
Which is harder to maintain.
Wood or vinyl plank? I would say wood. Mm-hmm. You know, wood, because it gets scratched and you got to sand it and refinish it. But as much as it's harder to maintain because of that, you also have those benefits of the fact you can sand it and refinish it if you want to. Mm-hmm. Opposed to vinyl plank, you can't do that. And people will say that to me and say, well, I can't sand it down, refinish it, I have to replace it. But you're also paying a fraction of the cost. So if it only costs, say, 30% of what wood costs to put in, you can replace it three times and you're at the same price as wood.
Interesting.
And okay. So every, you know, 10 years, you can refresh your house with a new look and you still haven't paid more money than wood, you know. And in most cases, a lot of it's recyclable now.
So
it does have some benefits there. And tile, you know, tile is a great floor, always has been. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be here for a long time to come. I like porcelain over ceramic, but again, cost, you know. So if you're doing your house and like, hey, I really like tile, and you pick a tile that you want, then it's worth paying that money for it. But it just comes down to preference. You know, some people don't like walking through a whole house that's, I would say, it's cold on the feet. You know, as opposed to like a laminate or a floating floor is a little bit warmer and softer. It's also a little softer on your joints.
Right.
Because most of it has padding on the back of it. So as you get older, you feel it in your knees walking on it every day. I do, you know, at this age. So it's certainly a little better for the joints.
Okay, well, here's another question for you. Now, we're talking quite a bit about flooring already, so this is a great question. I want to replace the carpet on my stairs. Oh, my God, I did that one. Oh, my goodness. What is your recommendation? Great question. I just had a flashback of a terrible memory, but go ahead.
Right, so so stairs are one of the things, even in new construction, a lot of times you'll see builders put carpet on the stairs because it's the fastest, easiest way to do it, and it's the most affordable. But you could really do anything with them. I wouldn't put tile on them. You can do a wood stair tread. So we can get a one-piece wood stair tread and stain it to match the floors in your house and put it on.
Essentially,
it's like a, you know, a hardwood staircase. And surprisingly, it's not really that much more expensive than, say, doing a vinyl plank or, you know, something like that.
How's the maintenance on that?
So it's same thing with like any kind of wood. You know, as long as it don't get scratched up, then it essentially lasts forever. If it does get scratched up, you can sand it and restain it. Or if you just want to change the color, you know, just updating your house, things like that, you can sand it down and restain it. But most of the time, you're either going to look at a wood stair tread, a vinyl plank wrap, or carpet are your three mostly options. I mean, there's other things you can do besides that, but most 99% of staircase fall into one of them three categories.
So how big of a project is it when you were just replacing the carpet with carpet?
So if it's just carpet with carpet, I mean, that's a one-day project. Oh, so okay. We take it off, put it back on that day. The biggest thing is just getting it tight in the joints, and then we staple it. So even putting runners in, you'll see a lot of the older house will have wood staircase with a carpet runner.
Right, I've seen that.
So sometimes if we put carpet in the house and we have any left over, we can take it and have it bordered. So we have the edge of the carpet bordered like a rug.
Oh, that's smart.
And then
yeah.
You can staple it up the staircase like a runner. Any carpet that you buy from us, you can always have the edges bordered. We don't actually border it, but we have some people that do border it. So we send it to them and say, hey, this size we want, and they border the edge like a rug, and then you can run that like a runner up your staircase.
Excellent. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got questions about either, 850-437-1620. So here's another question for you, Jonathan. Is it possible to, regrout over existing grout if the old grout is in good shape?
It is possible. And so we actually, you'll see that in like restaurants a lot in the kitchens because of the health department. Every so often we got to strip that grout out and regrout them just for cleanliness.
Right.
And so we've done quite a few of like the IHOP restaurants and things like that a long time back. But the trick to it is you have to get it thick enough, because if you just grout right over the top of what you have, in most cases, there's not enough room to where you just have an extremely thin layer of grout and it doesn't hold up. So you got to go in there and grind the grout down or scrape it down a little bit. It ain't got to be completely out, but thick enough to where you put a layer of grout in there and it will hold up. So yes, you absolutely can do it. You can, you know, grind it down and then regrout it. There are some dyes out there you can get for grout.
Oh, really?
And you can dye grout. Yes. If it doesn't have a sealer on it, or the sealer is worn off where the dye can get into it, that's always a good option too. So you can look just online or Amazon, and there's different grout dyes out there that you can look at, and pretty easy application. And they have some with a little bottle and a brush. You just kind of brush it on the grout lines. So if it's not a very big area, that may be an option too.
Like a bathtub.
Yeah. Line. And, you know, obviously you're probably dyeing it darker than what it is. If you're trying to get white grout, then it's probably not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to, you know, if you had white grout that was dirty and you want to change it to gray, it probably would work good for something like that, you know. So that's always an option to look at.
These are great questions, y'all. 850-437-1620. Got some more coming in, talking with Jonathan Cook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And he was talking about his team of specialists. So here's a question about that. How are you able to maintain such a diverse crew for every aspect of construction? I've learned myself it's hard to keep good experienced help. Any recommendations on finding good experienced help?
So honestly, a lot of my guys that are good and that are experts in fields have been with me a long time, and I didn't hire them all at one time. So I've hired them over 20 years. So like Dallas has been with me like 14 years. Even Scott has been with us 10 or 11 years. Chris, our drywall guy, has been with us maybe 9 or 10 years.
That's Suzette, a long time.
One of the ladies that run our paint crew, she's been with me 15 years. Her husband came to work for me 15 years ago.
Wow.
And then just sad story, but passed away, and then I'd let her take over the group.
You know, the average is about 2 to 3 years, right?
Right.
So what are you doing differently?
So what you have to do is when you find somebody good, you got to take care of them. You got to be reasonable. So I hear a lot of employers say, oh, well, I leave and they don't get as much done as I get done if I'm there myself. Well, they're not going to. It's mm-hmm. not their company. They don't own it. So no one's going to work like you're going to work. So just go ahead and realize that right off the bat. And then I work with my guys. So when we're out there doing something, my guys know I'm not going to ask them to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. So I build a relationship with them where they respect me, you mm-hmm. know. So I think that's important. And then over time, we've offered, you know, 401ks. We do company fishing trips. We do vacations. We do pay time off, you know. So you just have to look at each, you know, employee like a team member, like a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
sounds
what they are.
Like
they really are. They are. Each one of them is a partner, you mm-hmm. know, ship. So we want it to be profitable for us and work for us, but we also want it to be profitable for them. And it took me a long time to get over the fact of what you pay people. Because mm-hmm. when I first started off, I would hire people, say, like $10 an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you get into this high payroll and you're like, oh, can I make this payroll every week, you know? And then over time, you realize that paying people a little bit more sometimes, you get more work or they produce a lot more because of the quality of people you're hiring.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, that doesn't mean you can just hire people on at $25 or $30 an hour.
Right.
So you have to hire them on, and then if they're worth it, then slowly raise them up to that. So you have to get people that are willing to come in and put that time and effort in. It's not an easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would say employing people is probably the hardest part of the business.
Yeah, especially for small businesses.
Yes,
having worked at the chamber,
businesses.
I'm very aware of
yes.
that and some of the problems that can come up with that. And it's kind of a talent, and it's one of those things. Either you have that talent, or you need to hire an HR person that has
right,
that talent
right.
for working with people can answer those questions for you.
And most of the time, I just try to be down to earth with my guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it. Just try mm-hmm. to be down to earth. Like they're not going to like me every day, and I'm not going to like them every day. And like if I get a couple guys not getting along, I say, look, you know, we're here to do a job. That's mm-hmm. it. You know, you don't have to like them if you don't want to like them, but we are here to do a professional job. And it's just like you said, it's like a family. And over time, you just kind of, you get to know your guys
right.
and you kind of work with them,
mm-hmm.
you know, try to make it a place that they don't want to leave. Try
right.
to some sort of incentive that they would want to stay with you.
Mm-hmm. I also think it matters if you love what you do.
It does.
Because
it
sounds like the specials that you have are passionate about that specialty.
Yes. And when you're sitting in an office and you're just sending employees out and be like, go get this done or go get that done, they're not going to respect you the same as like if you come out there with them. It's like, okay, if I tell my guys, hey, we have to have this job done today, I'm going to be there with them to find
mm-hmm.
out, you
mm-hmm.
know, to get it done. And they know that.
So. And that's great. That's great. Okay, we have another question, a okay. totally different topic, so get ready. Can you recommend countertops? I don't have a huge budget for marble, et cetera, but what material and brand would you suggest? Also, do you remodel kitchens?
Okay. So, yeah, obviously we do remodel kitchens. And you can give us a call for an estimate if you want. It's 850-332-5905. As far as countertops go, you have a lot of options. So your cheapest is going to be a laminate countertops.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to a AA Top Shop on Davis and have them made. So we can measure them out and have them made. You can pick the color of laminate you want. They've come a long way from the old laminate countertops. Going up from there, if you don't have a big budget, you can get an A-grade granite, and it's pretty reasonable.
Hmm.
So a lot of people think granite's expensive, but when you buy granite, you can buy an A-grade, B-grade, C-grade, D, E. So you're going up in grades. And if you start off with just a basic A-grade granite, the only difference is color. That's it. So on an A-grade group, we have five or six colors to pick from. Mm-hmm. And when we go up to the next, the B or C, what we're getting is a nice vein or, you know, more rare color in it. But as far as the quality of granite, it's a 3-centimeter granite. It's the same quality of granite. You're just stuck with one of them six builder-grade colors to go with an A-grade group. And in most cases, it's pretty reasonable. Mm-hmm. So if you're on a budget, I would definitely do that. And the same concept goes for quartz. When you get quartz, you can start in A grade, B, C, and keep going up. Mm-hmm. And if you get something like, you know, the sparkling white quartz, it's pretty reasonable compared to like an A grade granite. It's not that bad like people think it is.
And marble?
And so now marble is much more expensive. Mm-hmm. Heavier, I don't put a lot of marble in it. It is. So marble is more expensive, and I'm not sure exact price. We've done a couple marble jobs, and we've subbed them out to countertop companies when we do. Uh-huh. That's something. Again, you just have to buy the slab. The more veins it has and the more rare color, the more it is. So you never know what that's going to be until you go pick the slab out and say, I want this slab, and they can tell you what it's going to be. You know?
Okay, this is sort of an odd question because it's coming from me.
Okay.
But when I recently moved into my new place, they had redone all the countertops.
Right.
So I found in my closet this giant slab, and it looks like the size of where the sink was cut
out.
It's
probably the sink cut out, yeah.
Okay, now what do I do with that?
So
do
take
I save it?
Well, so no, you don't need it for your countertops. But what you can do is take it to any one of our granite shops out here and have them sand and polish the edge and make a cutting board out of it. Oh. I see people do that. So sometimes they will leave the granite cutout.
It's very heavy.
Most companies take them with them. If they left it, usually when they leave it, it's because if somebody wants to, like sometimes when we do like flips or get house ready to be sold, I'll save the sink cutout and have it. So all you're doing is just sand and polish in the edge.
Right.
And they get some of those little rubber feet and put on it, and you got a cutting board. Matches the countertop, so you can leave it sitting on the countertop or even cut it in half and half.
I mean, it's heavy, but I just thought it was odd. So, okay, that's interesting.
That's really about the only thing you can do. I've seen people cut them and make like animal dishes with it.
Oh, how cute.
I saw Emerald Coast Granite do that. So they will cut the, you know, take the scraps and they're cut a hole for a bowl to sit in and they're making a little animal dish.
Great.
You can do things like that with it.
Okay.
If you're redoing your bathroom, you can use it for like the bench in the shower. So it will match. We've done that before too. So that way it kind of matches the kitchen. But as far as using it in the kitchen, you probably have no use for it there unless you're making a cutting board.
Well, I appreciate you answering my question. Okay, so now we've got another question from a listener. And if you've got a question for Jonathan Cook with Jonathan Construction and Flooring, see, there are no questions that can be left unanswered here from this broad range. So this gets back to something we've talked about before, but I'm about to put my house on the market. What are some of the things I can do to get the most bang for my buck? That's a big question.
It is a big question because it all depends on the house, you know, and every house is going to be different. So I would say, you know, obviously like paint is one thing that really transforms a house without having to spend a ton of money. Mm-hmm. But you may walk into a house and it may have great paint and you don't need to do that, you know. So if your walls need to be painted, I would definitely start there. I'd say paint the most important, flooring second most important. So you can paint and floor a house and it will look like a brand new house.
Mm-hmm.
And then fixtures after that. So the third thing I would do would be fixtures, as faucets, light fixtures, mini blinds, doorknobs, all the way down to the fire alarm and AC grids. A lot of people don't think about those little things, but like the plug covers, those little details of it just being nice and fresh and new is something somebody will walk in and they may like the house and don't know why they like it. But it's those little details that you just walk in like, okay, I like this place. It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do paint, floors, fixtures first. And then if you have the budget, then kitchen and bathrooms are always, you know, great selling features. And some curb appeal, you know, maybe paint the outside. We're seeing a lot of people paint brick. So that's becoming pretty trendy right now. And you can do it with a like an HTC paint. So it's like a stain paint where you don't have to put a thick layer on the brick and it still looks more natural. So we're seeing that become pretty popular right now too. So I would say paint, floors, fixtures, kitchen and bathrooms next, and curb appeal.
And I'm assuming neutral colors?
Neutral colors. And I would go in that order too. So if you, it's like I only got $5,000 to spend, start with the paint floors first.
Mm-hmm.
And I would work my way down that order. I think it's more important that the house is painted, floored, and fixtured than kitchen or bathroom remodels.
Okay.
Because that's your... spending a lot less money and you're touching the whole house, making the whole house look better besides just one room. So that's just my personal opinion. But okay. But of course, every house is different. You know, it depends on the house. So.
Sure. And painting the outside, too, I'm guessing would make
painting
the
outside, too. Yeah, it's definitely some curb appeal. You can paint the outside. You can just go to Lowe's and get pine straw and bundles and put in your flower beds. Mm-hmm. You can really clean the outside of a house up without spending a lot of money.
Maybe put a couple flower pots out front.
Yeah, a couple flower pots, some mulch, paint, pressure wash. I mean, you could spend a weekend and really clean the house up. And that really makes all the difference. People don't realize it, especially in this market, because we're seeing a lot of inventory on the market and houses are not selling as fast as they were because buyers have so many options. So with so many options on the market, you want to stand out. You want your house to stand out and look good. And that's what we try to do with a lot of our projects. Mm-hmm. So we don't necessarily go in there and do all of ours neutral every time. Like people think when they're selling a house, they're like, we'll do it all neutral. We don't necessarily do everything neutral because we want our stuff to stand out. We want somebody to walk in and we want somebody to love it. And that's why we're able to continue on. And so many of our customers stick with us and send us houses to flip or get ready to be sold because they know we're going to get my product back that's ready to go.
And that, I get the impression that's one of the things you love to do is flipping houses.
Yes, I do. I do. And I like designing them, you know, and I like I said, I like them to be different. I can't stand everything just always looking the same, like builder grade. And they're like, oh, well, I want it to be neutral so everybody likes it. I'm like, I don't need everybody to like the house. I need one person to love it.
There you go.
That's all I need. Person to walk in and be like, I love this place and I want to live here and I'm happy.
No, I love it. Okay. Got another question for you. Jonathan, you're popular this morning. Okay. So how much does it cost for the estimates for flooring and to have a flooring job done?
So we actually, all the estimates are free and we actually enjoy doing them. I mean, we like doing them for free because I'd never want to charge somebody for an estimate and then feel like they're pressured into something. It's just part of the business. You know, doing free estimates is just part of the business. If we don't go out and do estimates, we're not going to sell jobs. And we don't mind if people are just calling and shopping. You know, because I realize that some people will call and be like, well, I'm just shopping around so I can see, get an idea of what it would cost and maybe save up for it and do it later or do it next year. Most of our prices don't really change over time. They may adjust a little bit, you know, 10 cents a square foot here and there. But if you get an estimate today, 6 months from now, it's probably going to be about the same thing. So it's always a free estimate. We do them every Tuesday and Thursday. You can call our office at 850-332-5905. Schedule and then work them out the next either Tuesday or Thursday, depending on the schedule is. And if it's something you're thinking about doing soon, I will tell you, we do have a sale coming up for 4th of July. So it should start next week and it's going to be on all of our American made products.
You realize 4th of July is only 2 weeks away.
I know. It's like this year is going by so quick.
Oh my gosh. So what does that mean? So what is the sale again?
I don't want to give too much away yet. So I'm going to have to talk to the girls at the office and see exactly. So what they're doing this week is they're actually going through all of our American made products and they're seeing what we pay for it. So what can we order it for and what can we pay for it? And then we're going to do a half markup from what we usually do. So say just in general, usually if we pay $1 a square foot, we do a 50% markup. So if we pay $1 a square foot, we put, you know, 50 cents on top, usually is what we do. So our sale is going to be half of whatever our usual markup is. So it's going to be a pretty good sale.
Sounds great.
But we'll have some more details next week.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay.
That sounds great. So there was a question that came in too. It's like, is it better to go ahead and start a project now or should we wait and see what happens with the tariffs? It's a loaded question.
I don't think the tariffs really matter.
If
anything, I would start it now. I don't think that I don't think Trump and this administration, and just a personal opinion, I don't think they're going to, you know, crash the market with high tariffs. They're going to negotiate. That's my personal opinion. So I could be wrong. But we haven't seen huge tariff increases like people think.
Well, you had mentioned last time, too, that you have a lot of American products that you buy.
We have, that's part of it, too. Even if he does put a tariff on, say, China, which we do have a lot of products come from China, we have more and more companies making American-made products. So if you can get it here for, say, $1.50 a square foot, it's going to be impossible for China to sell it for more than that.
Right.
So they have to bring those prices down. Even if that means they make a little bit less, they don't have a choice. I mean, that's how the free market works. And so I have faith in our market and I have faith in our system. And I think that over the next few years, we're going to see more and more American-made products. And that's going to bring those overseas products to a reasonable price.
Okay.
So I have faith in that.
Okay. Well, we've got about a minute left. So what have we not talked about that you'd like to mention?
I think we've covered most of it for today.
All right. So what do you love the most about what you do?
I would say seeing the transformation at the end.
That's the smile on the homeowner.
Yeah. or somebody that just really loves the place and enjoys it. Mm-hmm. We put a lot of time and effort into our project. So even like when I'm doing house myself and I'm selling them, I want to sell it to somebody that really wants it and really enjoys it. I think that's the... I want to leave a legacy behind. I don't want to just work and get paid. I want to leave a legacy behind. That's more important to me than anything else. Mm-hmm. So that's what I like, just watching my company grow.
Well, I think it's wonderful, and I'm ready to build a house. I don't know. I'm going to win the lottery, but I want to build a house because I know I've got a great guy for construction and flooring. So.
All right, so it's Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-332-5905. You can come by our store at 9320 North Palafox Street. Yeah, talk to us or look us up on Facebook, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring.
All right, thank you so much,
Jonathan.
See you next
Wednesday.
We'll see you next week.